I don't know how long you've lived in Florida, but it's an interesting place to live, isn't it? I think one of the most interesting things about living in Florida, and you can turn terrain. You get to Delray as I head towards Boca, and then it could be for very little bit of time, and it's okay. We used to tell people who visited, just wait 15 minutes, and we'll change. Florida just kind of happens, doesn't it? Remember last week we were talking about Jesus feeding 5,000 people. 5,000 disciples' original plan was what? To dismiss the folks before they got too hungry because they couldn't find a way that they were going to feed. They took up 12 baskets, and we don't know if it's true or not, but the opinion is, well, all those that doubted of his disciples, the 12, there was a basket. Because immediately after, to show what Jesus could do. After Jesus has been teaching, he decides that it's time for the crowd to go. He dismisses the start to go. They ask his disciples. We know that that area, the lake or sea that it mentions in the Bible, is about six. It's about 3 miles. And what does it say happened? A wind's kicked up. And a lake. Now, it's a seasoned fisherman. And so it wouldn't be the first time they came to a storm. We also find, but they see some, they become very across the water, and at first they're with fear, aren't they? Experience. Interesting, as we go in our, what we call a long time being a Christian, having faith in God, or a very short time, or maybe not. And there'll be, but one thing's in your life that come. Anybody been storm free? No, is what we want to be able to. Something happens. We need to be in our Christian walk, immediately go to Christ. As soon as we solve problems happen, magic. And so we want to try to solve it. So many times we delay, procrastinate in some ways maybe, or try a little bit just to resolve a problem. Source that would be outstanding. And so it's a learning thing as you go. Things happening for the disciples. How many of you remember COVID? Remember that? Did any of us predict that COVID was going to come? As it came. Storm. It came. We lost folks in that storm. We restricted ourselves and did things ourselves. We did because of that kind of a storm. There are times when you don't expect it. And there could be an accident. Never thought that somebody would all of a sudden come and hit my car. And when they asked me what happened, I was able to walk out of that car. But there was an accident, and that changed things a little bit in my life. Changes as it the car used to have. Some of us have gone through things in life as job changes, things that you didn't expect. I can remember as a young man after getting out of college, things that happened in a short period for a long time, I was told that they were doing a thing called layoffs. My homestead, heard that word before? For this place and traveled, so the only thing that came to mind was to simply tell them, well, that's fine. Just send me back home. Storm, there's different events. I call it home. I'm going to tell you, if you're not already aware, there will be things that you don't know, have control over. What will you do? How will you respond? And you don't have to have all the answers because their time and they go sometime. But the question is, what will we do? How will we survive the moment? Even in our experience, these things. A loss of somebody who was close to you. It could be a job situation and finances and that. Impact us quickly. To be taught as you go through this lesson is that immediately we should be going to Jesus. He knows how you feel already. I don't understand. I hurt you. That I've had my faith for all these years and now it's being tested like this. He already knows us and feel. So good. For the moment of discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields peaceful fruit to those who have been by it. It's upon him. It seems that we have a tendency as humans to look at our old verses and our spiritual life in Christ. I was reading a devotional this morning, and it mentioned that in Jeremiah, that there was this, are comfortable in the word is pray. We expect certain things to happen and enjoy, and we start taking our own. This is a futurist dwelling place. There's another place for you. You know where that is? Those in Christ. Place is called forward to the day to heaven. And sometimes as we age or get to the point where we think of Pastor Dingle or whatever, we know in our minds that doesn't mean we are at peace today. But what we were supposed to do by the prophets and by God is to remember that it's there. And David says in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my, even my enemies upon me. They eat upon my flesh and they stumble and fall. Though my host comes to encamp again, shall not be, and my heart shall not thing I desire. I desire the Lord that he will seek after, and I may dwell and inquire on his days of my life. So, in other words, as David found in his life, that in all the things that he had, and if we were to be honest, he needed to be something down today, and after the messenger were at home, where is our time? The Word of God? The Word of God? In prayer? In service to him? Or are we occupied with the things of this world? Still, can maybe an evolution, practicing your faith in your job, standing for the ethics that are good, energy not for someone to end, but you're doing it unto the Lord. So as we go through, let's think of where we're spending most of our time. It's earthly things of the world, different things. One, when a storm comes, it can disorient you. Correction, if you don't know, pull off the side of a road because it was so strong of rain you could not see out of the windshield. Anybody have that happen? Times, if you kept going, you could miss your exit. You ever miss your exit? You might drive right by it. Up and talking and phone with somebody, minds on that conversation, and pew, past the exit. And then you see, some just didn't seem right. Find a place, even with fancy GPS systems and Google Maps and all that kind of stuff. We get disoriented if we get disoriented. We'll come in life, and our consciousness first disorient you. The things that you know and the things that you try to do when that storm in the flesh disoriented. The same thing, the storm will give you, it could cause fear in your life. Now, because Peter, in the King James, it mentions he's on the sea. When it talks about Peter, it says Peter's on the water. In other words, it's trying to say sea. Peter saw his eyesight on Jesus, and his focus was just get on that water and get. None of them did it. Peter did it, and he's seeing now he's walking on water. But suddenly he's focusing on, and that is just what's around him and the storm. And he does so, he ends up sinking. You know, we're going to go on that. What God wants us to do, we got energized this Sunday, we're going to go out in the world, and we're going to live stronger and harder for the Lord. It's in the way, and then all this we're focused on diminishes, and we get focused on other things, we get distracted. Peter cries out, then, save me! What do you think was going through his mind when he said that? If somebody doesn't know how, but this wind, I'm going to what? Going on, my life is in jeopardy. Jesus saved me. Spiritual high. And he just went through great, things were going fantastic with the Lord, and all of a sudden, something happens. And it seemed out. And God wants you to do. When things in your life change, and you know, think all of a sudden, I can't on your own do this. This is way too much. This is tearing me apart. He wants you to immediately call up. Did he say, well, Peter, hope your faith gets stronger. You can come back up anytime. You can bob for a little while. Do this, you ought to. or I'm going to use, then do it, and the rest of the folks are going to see. Now, what do? He reached his hand out immediately. It's interesting to see you squirm like a little goldfish taken out of the bowl and wait for somebody to put you back in if you came back out. He's there, walked away from you immediately. Say you're in sin, you know you're in sin, and your fellowship has been broken with God. Worse. Want it restored, gets worse. Immediately you can be restored if you simply call upon Him. Isn't that nice? An amazing grace. We're a faith, a grace that is sufficient, a grace that will reach out, a grace that can confess our sins, no matter us to do what? Forgive us from how much? So what is sin that has happened? As we look at what a storm can do in our life, there was a sense, though, that when Jesus got to happen and helped him, whatever storm it was, whatever wind it was, whatever was buffeting them, is your God. Just ponder that. When the storms of life come, the Almighty, Jesus is the one that went ahead and caused this earth and creation to occur. There's a song by, he takes every book of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and he tells you who Jesus is. He's telling you that immediately he is there. When things happen in your life, he's still there. God isn't there. Prints in the sand, the little thing, the poem and the little picture that people have. And it's really you, pairs of feet, walking on the beach in the sand together. Isn't that nice? Nice picture, right? But later we see only one set of the Lord Jesus Christ. And where are you? He's carrying you. When you don't think you can be, when the storm is waiting for you to call, and he will immediately respond. He's a God who can take care of you immediately. Forgiveness of sin, lost in your sin, take for your sins to be forgiven. Huh? Immediately. Did it take a while? How long did it take you to go through and you get a new certificate? Well, how soon did it happen? It happened immediately. Learn to, in any way, immediately go to Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for known to others. Christ, we are not, I guess, immune to having storms come our way. Give us courage and hold us up. And if someone is here today who has not felt the forgiveness of sin, may they turn in the family of recognize. We thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.